This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. If you don't get your fill of chocolate tomorrow with Valentine's Day, and really, I don't know how you could get your fill with chocolate, but maybe that's just me. But the Galesburg Historical Society's annual Chocolate Festival is this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So we're going to talk about that with Deb Sugai, one of the organizers of the Chocolate Fest. She is here with me tonight. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
We've had people calling the radio station asking if we knew about this, if it was happening again this year. Gosh, since the early part of January, I think people are really starting to look forward to this. But then again, I think the winter has kind of left people longing for things that they might not always get, at least right away.
We sort of put that in as part of our tradition.
There you go. How long has the Chocolate Festival been going on now?
I believe this is the 33rd or 34th year.
Wow, that is amazing. And we know for a number of years it was over at the Antiques Mall, but you moved to Prairie Players Civic Theater just last year, was it?
Yes.
And that must have worked out really well for you.
Oh, it's wonderful. It is a wonderful venue. It really is.
I know that there were many years where the stairwells at the Antiques Mall were just packed with people, and I think that just kind of speaks to how much people have come to love this festival over the year, don't they?
They do. We have a lot of regulars that we see come back. So yes.
What led to a chocolate festival to begin with? Was it just sort of a unique fundraising idea, or is there somebody in the group that knows how this all got started?
I don't think it started out as a fundraiser. Okay. In the early 70s, when the Historical Society owned the Browning Mansion, and they were raising funds to restore it. And I think it started out as just kind of a thank you party to all the people that helped with that, and it grew from there, and it did start out at the Browning Mansion.
That's fantastic, and it certainly continues to grow. I think almost to the point where there have been a number of years where you've almost run out of chocolate, right?
We have had to do a little baking on a Saturday night, or maybe some shopping. Yeah,
there you go. Talk about that. Chocolate in itself is, you know, kind of a simple sounding thing, but with the Chocolate Festival, you're really able to kind of do it up, if you will, in a bunch of different ways, aren't you?
Well, we are very fortunate to have donations from pretty much 80% of the restaurants in town.
That's great.
And so whatever their specialty is, they cook that up. So it's such as maybe the Sirloin Stockade gives us an Oreo cheesecake. Smokin' Willie's cooked up a ton of bacon for us this week, and we dipped that in chocolate last night. We got that from Smithfield. And Innkeepers gives us coffee, and the new bakery on Seminary Street,
the Carriage House,
is giving us some really delicious double fudge ice cream.
Oh,
so,
wow.
We don't know what we get until we get it, and we're always very beautifully surprised and certainly very grateful.
Absolutely. And I imagine that's probably almost as important as the proceeds you get to this. It's probably just as important to have that buy-in from the restaurant community,
right? Yes. And then we rent the chocolate fountain from Sabrina's, so we have that.
Oh, yes.
And everybody likes that.
Have you personally taste-tested the chocolate-covered bacon now that you're making it up for this weekend?
Well, to be honest, we do try to wait till Sunday night and see if there's any left over.
Okay, I understand. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm all about quality control. And when we're talking about both bacon and chocolate, you can never be too careful, I always say. But that kind of speaks to some of the variety of chocolate-related goodness that you have. Anything else come to mind that folks might want to try and experience this weekend?
Coney Island makes chocolate chili, which
really?
Is very delicious. Chili or chocolate is basically a spice.
Yeah.
So it's not like they just dump chocolate sauce into stuff. It's a spice, and it's very good.
I guess I remember that now. Now that I think about it, I took it was basically botany in college, but they referred to it as dealing with coffee, chocolate, sugar, and spice. And I'd forgotten that. It shows how much college did for me, but I had forgotten that chocolate and very much is a spice. And you can almost, I imagine you found over the years, you can almost put chocolate in anything and it would taste pretty good, right?
Yes, it does. Yes, you're right.
The proceeds from this event, how do they help the Historical Society?
Well, we have a fantastic museum on the third floor of the Antique Mall. And the proceeds from this event go to pay the rent, of course, and then we don't purchase really very much. We have had wonderful things donated to us, but just the upkeep, and we've had to put in some special shades to keep the sun rays from maybe destroying some of the paper products that are in there.
Sure.
But so that's where our proceeds go to at this point.
And how is membership these days?
We actually have quite a pretty good membership.
It seems like I'm seeing more and more people interested, at least thanks to social media and things, of the people right. that are at least interested in seeing, if not trying to preserve, much of the history of Galesburg.
We don't always have a large turnout at our meetings, but we have a lot of people that want to belong, and we've just recently picked up 3 or 4 lifetime members,
sure.
and they don't live in the state of Illinois.
That's great. But yeah, it's still good to have those members, that's for sure. So let's talk again about the Chocolate Festival. It's both, again, Saturday and Sunday at Prairie Players.
Yes.
Talk about the when and cost and that sort of thing.
We have several places around town where you can buy advance tickets for $8. That would be both Hy-Vee grocery stores, the Framework Shop, Innkeepers, Dovetailed, and Brighter Life.
Okay.
And at the door, they're $10.
Very good. And again, all those proceeds help keep the Historical Society alive pretty much,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you still need more chocolate then for this weekend, or do you
yes.
have what you think you'll need at this point?
What we get from businesses, we also have 40 or 50 people that, they start dropping stuff off at, say, around 1 o'clock. That's when we'll be at Prairie Players. There is a lady that has brought us 2 chocolate torts, since I've been here for 10 years. So, people just bake and bring it, and we love it.
What's the most unusual chocolate item that you've had over the years? Is it that chocolate-covered bacon?
For me, it's chocolate-covered bacon, yeah.
Yeah. Surprisingly, though, with a chocolate-covered bacon, you would think right away that it would be fantastic. But I think depending on where you get it from, it's kind of almost an acquired taste, isn't it?
It can be, yeah. It can be. It's an anomaly.
Yeah, that's very true. Anything unusual other than chocolate-covered bacon this year, or just... a lot of the things you'd expect, I imagine.
Yeah, no, I can't think of anything too unusual till it shows up.
Okay, what times are the Chocolate Festival? Saturday and Sunday, correct?
From 11 to 3.
Both days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And by the way, you can also find information on that on our community events page at WGIL.com if you miss any part of this. Anything else we should know about the Chocolate Festival this weekend, Deb?
Just that we'd love to see as many people come out and have a good time as can make it.
Very good. And and definitely, while I imagine it gets frustrating when you run out of chocolate at times, it's a good problem to have because that means people love it, right?
That's true. That's very true, yes.
There you go. All right. Deb Sugai with the Galesburg Historical Society. Again, the Chocolate Fest is this weekend. You can find out more again on our community events page at WGIL.com. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And thanks for all you do at the Chocolate Fest. I hope it goes well this weekend. And thanks for everything the Historical Society does for the community. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Stay tuned. We will get to sports and business news next as Galesburg's Evening News continues ever so briefly on this Wednesday night here on WGIL.